We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're on live from 1 to 4 on the radio every afternoon after 4 o'clock. The podcast, John and Ken on Demand, that you can get on the iHeart app. And one of the things you may have missed was our interview with the latest candidate for L.A. County D.A. against George Gascona. That is Jonathan Hatami. And he's the deputy D.A. And we just talked with Jonathan Hatami about a half hour ago. You want to hear this, all right? Because Gascona will be replaced.
And he's an excellent choice.
Yes.
JonathanHatami.com is how you find out more about his campaign. His big kickoff event is today. So we're glad there's at least two people running next year to challenge Gascon. And Jonathan Hatami is an excellent candidate. A lot of passion and knowledge. For the third time, and we've talked about this, certainly the first time it got stuffed, a bill in Sacramento to go after dealers of fentanyl. They advertise on social media, usually young people. Here you go. You want some OxyContin? You want some Xanax? And sometimes the pills that are sent to the buyer are laced with fentanyl. And sometimes they kill people. And one of them was a young woman, 20 years old, named Alexandra Capoluto. Her father, Matt, after her death, has been pushing hard for more punishments for these dealers of this deadly fentanyl in Sacramento. And for the third time, a bill died. The first bill was pushed by State Senator Melissa Melendez. And, of course, it's been called Alexandra's Law, named after her. The latest round, this time, a Democratic state senator by the name of Tom Umberg was pushing the bill to the State Senate Public Safety Committee. And again, it has died. No one can believe this. And apparently even DAs in Riverside and Orange County and San Francisco use this type of prosecution. The idea is if you deal these type of pills and someone dies from ingesting them, first time you get a warning. Next time we can come after you with homicide charges. They just won't accept this in Sacramento. The Democrats that roll and run the state Senate and the Public Safety Committee. Let's bring Matt Brack on the show. I'm sure he's very frustrated by all this, and get more detail.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Matt, what happened? News reports say there were 41 authors and co-authors, Democrats and Republicans, behind this bill. How did it not pass?
It's beyond me at this point. We had more than half of our entire state legislature wanted to weigh in on this bill. And we just have this so-called public safety committee that has killed this bill once again. I'm still trying to process everything. I think we're all kind of in shock and awe at this point that something that just makes such common sense to everybody keeps getting killed by this committee.
Yeah, some of the things I'm reading from them is that, well, these dealers don't necessarily know that they're dealing drugs with deadly fentanyl in them. I mean, how can you blame them?
Well, that's exactly what we address. So that is what we tell them. If they are convicted of selling drugs, in this case specifically fentanyl, they will get a warning letting them know that this drug can cause death and they need to stop. If they don't and someone dies as a result of their continued action, it's only then that prosecutors have the option to charge them with murder. So this, I want to make this point. We're at this point, I don't want somebody to be charged with murder. If somebody's being charged with murder, that means somebody has died on the other end of that transaction. We want them to be dissuaded. We want them to stop. And this would be a step that just might do that. And if they don't stop, then that person does need to go behind bars or they kill someone else.
Talking logic to these people sometimes is a waste of time because they don't want anybody new going into prison. And so it doesn't matter how you try to satisfy their objections. They'll come up with 10 more because the purpose is not floating these objections. The purpose is to keep people out of prison.
That's exactly right. I mean, we went back to the drawing board on this. We got people on both sides of the aisle to support it. We went with Senator Tom Umberg, a Democrat, versus last time around a Republican. Some of the concerns that the committee initially had was that it was too broad. So their First Amendment that they wanted us to make, which we conceded on, was we narrowed the bill down to just fentanyl. Originally, it covered a broader range of drugs, which many of us would support, but they wanted this just to only be fentanyl. So we narrowed it down to just fentanyl. Once we satisfied them with that and conceded on that, they came up with another admonishment that they wanted.
And this will go on infinitely until there's no bill left and you're not prosecuting anybody. Then they might pass it. In fact, send them a bill that says no one will be ever prosecuted for a drug crime, and you'll see that'll sail through real fast through that committee.
Correct. The final amendment that was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back was they wanted us to make it where you had to prove that the user was not seeking fentanyl. How do you prove that when the user's dead?
Oh, they were going to. It was dead on arrival. They just go through the theatrics here. Now, what was the vote in the committee?
Similar to years past. We had one in support, and I want to give certainly credit to Senator Rosalicia Ochoa-Bogue, who sits on that committee and has been the one sole supporter all the way along. But the four others actually abstained from voting. They simply didn't vote. So if you can't get three people to vote yes on it, the bill goes down. I would like to touch on some of the reasons.
They abstained. Because they don't want it on their record. They know it's a horrible thing to have on your record, voting no on a bill like this.
Correct. Can I tell a few of the reasons why they did not support the bill? Senator Bradford straight up said, this bill will make it easier to prosecute someone for murder. That's exactly the point, because now it's virtually impossible to hold a drug dealer accountable. So he straight up said it. Senator Wiener stated, he kept coming up with these hypotheticals. What if a college student is at a party and hands what he believes is Percocet to a friend and that friend dies? He doesn't think the warning should be given in that circumstance.
But the warning is not incarceration. It's a warning. No, you know what? Wiener is maybe the most evil senator in the legislature. He is about completely destabilizing our society. He has more crazy, insane views than anybody else going right now in California. And that's saying something. He's a lost cause. He should be nowhere near a public safety committee.
Matt, you got to be terribly frustrated by all this. You worked for a long time at this, and it looked like you were going to get there with the Democrats on board, but this is hard to believe.
We'll keep pushing, and I believe we eventually will. I think what we're starting to see in our state legislature is that most of the moderates on both sides see just how damning this committee is.
Except historically, the moderates never get on that committee. Historically, they put the farthest left woke progressive nut jobs, and they're overloaded on that committee. It's been like that for decades.
Yeah, yeah. I think this is obviously taking more time than any of us would ever want, because it just means more deaths and more deaths. But I think we will get there. And, you know, I'm not giving up myself and all my parents that have been so supportive of this, fellow bereaved parents. We're going to keep pushing.
I'm not trying to help the dealers, but if your bill were to pass, they'd have two choices. Stop selling the drugs in case there's fentanyl in there and it kills somebody, or find a way to screen the drugs. It's supposed to be OxyContin or whatever it is, so that it doesn't contain any fentanyl. Are they able to do something like that?
Certainly. I mean, I prefer to go along with your first choice, stop selling the drugs. But they can, you know, it would be a good direction to go back to plant-based drugs at this point. But unfortunately, we're in this new era of synthetic drugs. And if we don't get a grip on it, it's not like we're going to be in a world of hurt. We already are.
All right, Matt, thank you so much for talking to us again, and our condolences over your daughter and our sympathies over this bill not making it again.
Thanks. And just so you know, the bill's up for reconsideration. I know Senator Umberg's still going to be plugging away, and I'm hoping he has some tricks up his sleeves that may still make this pass.
All right, thank you. That's Matt Capiluto. And Alexandra's Law is what he's trying to get passed in Sacramento. His daughter died from an overdose. She thought she was getting your standard opioid, but it was fentanyl in the pills, and she died. So he's been pushing for Alexandra's Law, which will punish those who sell these type of drugs, first with a warning, then the next time somebody dies, you could be charged with homicide.
And I want to mention this Stephen Bradford, the state senator, who abstained from voting on the
he's
committee.
He's from Gardena.
Yeah, here's his... the communities he represents. There may be people in our audience. He represents Venice and Westchester, Marina del Rey, El Segundo, Del Rey, Hawthorne, Inglewood, Lawndale. This is your guy, your state senator. You probably don't even know it. And this jackhole does not want to prosecute drug dealers who murder teenagers by selling them drugs laced with fentanyl. And again, the first time they'd get a warning. You get the, I did no excuse, once. And then after that, you should get put in prison. But Stephen Bradford doesn't care if your kid dies. He doesn't care.
And his quote in the story doesn't even make sense. We've seen this movie before. In the 80s and 90s, it was mass incarceration. Thousands of black and brown people doing life in prison for selling an ounce of cocaine where no one lost their lives. That's not what this bill is. This is about people losing their lives.
I know. They speak
it's a whole different track
because they don't have an argument. They don't have a real coherent, rational argument to block this. So they make stuff up. They just make noise. They go bah, 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 to confuse everybody. That's what they do. Stephen Bradford isn't that stupid. It's a stupid vote, but he's not stupid. He knows that what you do in the modern world is just make up some nonsense, because everyone's going to publish your nonsense and then people will be confused. It's like, well, you know, I really don't want mass incarceration. Shut up. You just want to protect a guy who kills your teenage son and daughter. That's what Bradford's protecting, that guy.
All right, we got more coming up and soon. John and Ken, KFI AM 640 live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
Keep voting for him.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We got the exciting Moist Line coming back in just a couple of days. You can leave a message using the iHeartRadio app, or, of course, you can call the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. I can't think of a better story to juxtapose with our last guest.
Juxtapose?
I can't pronounce it.
Juxtapose, yeah.
Juxtapose. Our last guest, Matt Capiluto, whose daughter Alexandra died from a fentanyl overdose because she thought she was buying a painkiller, and instead she got a pill with too much fentanyl and she died. And he has a bill in Sacramento to try to punish the dealers of deadly pills like that. You get a warning, and then the next time they can charge you with homicide. Well, the story that goes with this is what they are working on in Sacramento, and it's a story we've talked about quite a bit over the last several months. It has an update, and it's good old reparations. And the state committee that is studying reparations, it's a task force, has now upped its amount to $800 billion. The last time they issued a report, they were estimating the reparations that would have to be paid out at $640 billion. The reason is they suggest they should err on the side of generosity.
$800 billion.
This is too absurd to even take seriously. California's annual budget is $300 billion.
Right.
We're already going to be in a deficit. Is this just virtue signaling and for show?
Well, yes, it's got to be. Well, they're not going to get this. They're not going to get a tiny fraction of this. It's impossible. This is a joke. This is Newsom's commission. That's why I want to see Newsom run for president. He created a commission that wants $800 billion in reparations to heavily tax 40 million people who had nothing to do with slavery. Nobody had anything to do with slavery who's alive today in California. California wasn't even a slave state.
They actually put in a new idea. No, they didn't. But there was a recommendation of $1 million per older black resident for health disparities that shortened their average lifespan. Boy, they thought of everything, didn't they?
But why not make it $1 trillion? Why'd they stop at $800 billion? Why not make it $2 trillion? Why not make it every dollar that's in the annual GDP? Every dollar created goes to reparations in California.
There's only two legislators who are on the task force. One of them is Assemblymember Reggie Jones-Sawyer, who apparently spoke very carefully. We need to consult budget analysts, other legislators, and governor's office before deciding whether the scale of payments is feasible.
Well,
the answer is it's not.
That joker, Reggie Jones-Sawyer, is always pushing all kinds of nutty bills, especially when it has to do with criminals. So he doesn't get to talk carefully. Why don't you tell the truth? If you think it's nuts, say it's nuts. If you think this is a great idea, go ahead, stand up for it. Tell us why we got to pour $800 billion of tax money into reparations when nobody in California is connected to this slavery issue. Nobody. Nobody's responsible here.
Says it's about $223,000 per eligible resident who lived in California between 1933 to 1977. I don't know where they came up with that. The aggregate is considered a maximum and assumes all 2.5 million people who identify as black in California would be eligible. This is better than the San Francisco idea, though, that wants to pay people $5 million. Was it something like that?
Yeah.
Each?
No. This has become the like the.
But I don't care about the San Francisco idea because that's not on me.
Yeah. This is your governor. Every one of you that voted for Newsom, this is what he created. Now notice he's hiding. I don't see him commenting in these stories. Do you? He's not.
He has
talking.
Not had
Why
much
not?
To say what? About the reparations what? Thing. I don't think reporters should try to corner him and ask him.
I'm sure Governor Wokehead was very proud of creating this commission, right? I'm sure he's got all kinds of high-minded, progressive rhetoric to lay on us about why this commission is so important. Go ahead. Go ahead. Explain why we got to pay $800 billion. $800 billion. Let's take them seriously. Let's take them literally. They really want us to spend $800 billion, 2.5 times our annual state budget.
Now, he signed the bill that started this task force back in 2020, so he got this thing going. So I think reporters should ask him, how are we going to pay for this? Is this real? And how many years out before something like this happens?
I got one for you. Who did we just mention? The state senator who doesn't want to put away the fentanyl pushers who kill teenage boys and girls? Stephen Bradford?
Bradford?
What do you know? He's on the task force.
Oh, he must be the other legislator along with Reggie Jones-Sawyer.
Yeah, look at this. He's on the task force too. So he wants fentanyl pushers to kill your children, and he wants us to pay $800 billion for reparations.
That's perfect. So he doesn't care about drug dealers killing your kid, but, you know, he wants to hand out $800 billion.
What are people doing electing lunatics like this? Seriously, do they even know? Do you even know when you go and vote in November? Do you walk in there? Do you know anything about the lunatics that are on the ballot? Probably not. Probably no one knows anything anymore.
So the thing you need to know about this, the task force has no power. They're not going to be able to compel the state to pay out this money. The legislature and the governor is going to have to do that. But at some point, they're going to finish here, hand in their final report. And you can bet that the media and the activists will be all over the legislature to say, well, what gives? Yeah. What are we giving out here?
Yeah, do you think
that'll be fun to follow?
Any of these idiot, woke, progressive journalists at the El Segundo Communist Times, you think they're going to question Newsom about this nonsense? He's responsible for this.
Have they written an editorial yet supporting these kinds of numbers? I haven't seen one. I think they support reparations, but I don't know if they support these huge numbers. But
I don't know.
And this being a deficit year, this is just, I think Newsom knows, not a good time to talk about this. Hey. All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640 live everywhere, the iHeartRadio.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Well, we turn now to the Nashville mass shooting from Monday, where a 28-year-old by the name of Audrey Hale opened fire at a private school and killed children and adults. One update today, or several. This woman who got texted by Hale right before the shooting is also telling the story that Hale was deeply affected by the death of somebody named Sydney Sims, who was killed in a car accident in August of 2022. She thinks, and her name is Samira Hardcastle, that Audrey Hale was infatuated with this woman, that she felt very drawn to her. And after her death, Audrey was really heartbroken. I just feel like she took it differently than some of us did. She was
really
still posting about Sydney almost daily.
She took it differently. She went in and shot 3 9-year-olds to death at a school.
Yeah, she's trying to say that this just helped make her mentally unbalanced.
Yeah, I love this now. This is a whole movement. We're going to hear about all the trauma that Audrey Hale suffered, whether, you know, her friend died or she wasn't sure about her sexuality. And so that's what happened. No. She was a murderer. She was a cold-blooded murderer who plotted this out for a long time. When you're to the point where you're drawing maps... And you had multiple targets, and you were going to kill your family, and you were going to go to a shopping mall, and you were going to go to this school, but there was too much security, so you went to this school. It's like, stop it.
We learned that she was under a doctor's care for emotional problems. So the question is, how was she able to buy all those guns?
Because her parents never went to court or to the police to say, our daughter is nuts, and we're afraid she has guns. Do something. Because they have a law in Tennessee that would have taken the guns away.
Well, Tennessee doesn't have a red flag law like other states do. But apparently there is a federal law.
Oh, no,
a finding by any court, board, commission, or other lawful authority that a person is a danger to himself or others or lacks the mental capacity to contract or manage his own affairs.
Well, Tennessee has a law that says anyone who's declared a mental defective cannot purchase a firearm in the first place. Can you imagine that phrase, mental defective?
Yeah.
That's actually a real term in Tennessee law.
Yeah, but as commonly known, the red flag law they don't have, which allows police to seize the guns of individuals that are elevated risk of harming themselves. But under Tennessee law, I guess there's something more generic. Anyone who's been deemed mental defective cannot purchase a firearm in the first place. But what's considered mental defective, right? That sounds more severe than just somebody who's got emotional problems.
Well, I don't know. They should have reported her problems to everyone and undergo an evaluation and then take the guns away anyway. The parents should have taken away the guns.
They didn't know. They took her word for it that she didn't have guns.
That's nonsense. Those parents are morons. Absolute morons.
The mother was a big anti-gun person.
Right.
So
and the daughter has 7 guns in the house, and Miss Anti-Gun Mother has no idea.
Well, she's 28. I guess you don't search her room like she's a teenager.
Look, when you know that there's a gun around to begin with, and that your daughter should be in the crazy bin, you definitely, it's your obligation. She's living in your house. You've got to go through all her stuff. If somebody's crazy and they have a gun, you've got to do something about it. Enough of this.
And I think
the
real concern for the parents was she was suicidal. So more than just shooting up a school, they probably should have at least been concerned she was going to kill herself, because that's what most people thought she was about.
Well, wouldn't that be enough to get rid of the guns in the house?
Yes, it should be enough.
They didn't want her to own a gun. And did it ever occur to parents that everybody lies, including your own kids? When somebody is mentally ill, or somebody seems to be on the edge of doing something unusual, that they are going to lie to cover it up, that they're not going to come up to you and tell you, you know, I have suicidal thoughts, you know, I have murderous thoughts. They're not going to do that. I don't understand people.
Yeah, NPR explains that being under a doctor's care alone wouldn't have met the threshold to stop the sale of weapons to Hale under Tennessee law. They have to be found by a court to pose a danger to themselves or others.
Well, then that's what you do. You go to court. You make a stink about it.
Oh, her parents would have had to do that, or somebody.
That's
the doctor.
Well, that's, yes, exactly. Parents go to a doctor. Parents make a big stink. You go to the police. You do a search of the room at the very least. Don't sit there and just watch reality shows and scroll on Facebook. Get up and do something when you got somebody in that much distress. Clearly, she was in a lot of distress.
It doesn't look like that she was targeting anybody specific at the school. There was just resentment that she went to this Presbyterian school years ago and decided that was the target. Because even though she killed the head of the school, it turns out one of the reasons for that is that that woman came out to try to protect the children. And I wouldn't say confront the shooter, but put herself in the line of fire. And that's where Audrey Hale killed her, because she was prominently trying to make an effort to save any of the kids from being shot.
Because if you
took... it doesn't look like... What I'm saying is Hale didn't target any specific people at the school. She was just looking for people to kill.
Yeah. If you took her to court and they put her in a mental hospital or declared her disabled because of mental illness or she had a developmental disability or other mental incapacity, if a judge found this to be true, then you could be denied a gun permit.
Right. Somebody has to take those steps. So well, nobody yes. did.
Well, if somebody doesn't take the
you know
steps,
how many
then how the
tens of thousands
know?
Of people fit under that category that nobody's taken steps to take their guns
but
away?
But the parents only had one of those cases in their house. You didn't have to vouch for
10,000 saying it's
people.
Common. It's common that parents don't do this.
Well, it should
That's
be.
That's sad, but it's true.
Well, if they do it, then these shootings become less common. In almost every case, had family members made a stink about their crazy son and rifled through the room looking for the weapons, you would have prevented a lot of mass shootings. So which is it? It's one or the other.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640. We're live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're live from 1 till 4. After 4 o'clock, you can hear the John and Ken podcast, same show. It's called John and Ken on Demand. And today, you should hear because John Hadami was on, the deputy DA who's running for the boss's job, running against George Gascon next year. And he announced today his candidacy. So listen to John Hadami interviewed on our podcast.
Oh, and don't forget, we also had a chance to talk about the all-important Gwyneth Paltrow trial. So,
yes.
You know, that's an important update in there.
We had an Alex Stone analysis as to what was going on.
And that goes to the jury. I'm on edge.
Yeah.
And I'm a big endorsement.
What?
And
what?
A big endorsement.
And a big endorsement.
From
He's
OJ.
Talking about the OJ.
Oh, that's
the OJ
right.
Audio. The surprise OJ audio.
Oh,
supporting
yes.
Gwyneth, saying that accidents happen. People collide on ski trails. He was on that ski trail with Nicole.
Oh, yeah.
Hard to believe he said that, but he did.
That was a great moment. So right. It's all on the podcast coming up after 4 o'clock. John and Ken on demand on the iHeart app.
I am getting nervous over this Mark Ridley Thomas jury, though. I don't know. I definitely think they're hung. I don't know on how many of the charges or what, but I think that's what's going on there, that they cannot come up with the unanimous verdicts.
Yeah, whenever it takes too long. I can't believe they would all declare him innocent on all the charges.
I know.
I mean, he's...
Well, as you know, I have a hierarchy of creatures. I used to call it animals, but you think about it, because it goes all the way to spiders and bugs and... So the hierarchy is creatures, right?
Right, yeah, not
other,
just mammals.
Other than people. There's, well, I have a hierarchy of people, but we won't get into that.
Yeah.
Let's skip that for now.
Yeah,
by name, too. Right?
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah, I can name the hierarchy. Start from the bottom up.
Very high on my hierarchy of creatures, and I would think most people would agree, is the dolphin. I went to one of those and I felt bad about it because I don't, you know, they're captive. I think one of the casinos in Vegas has a little dolphin interactive thing you can go to where they swim around, they come up to you and you can throw some fish at them or something like that. It was fun though. I did that once. It was years ago. But the reason they're in the news, and this is just awful, and I think this is the whole selfie social media thing. 33 swimmers, and this was in Hawaii, were harassing a pod of dolphins. They were actively pursuing the dolphin pod. They were trying to corral them. These were spinner dolphins. And the dolphins are trying to swim away, but the snorkelers kept following them. There's actual video of this because apparently they had a helicopter patrol in this bay where this happened on a Hawaiian island. And you can see the swimmers, some big fat ball guy trying to swim towards the poor dolphins.
It's always that guy.
Well, I can see his bald head in the picture.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
it's men and women. I can see them. I don't know whether or not they got cameras or what they got because, you know, and I don't think it's hard to bring a camera with you when you're snorkeling, but I suspect they're looking for some really firsthand interactive experience that they can document. So they want to get as close as they can to the dolphins. It is against the federal law to swim within 50 yards of spinner dolphins in Hawaii's nearshore waters. I mean, this is the one place on the planet you can go where you can get a real close-up experience with fish. Did you ever go? Have you been to Hawaii? I don't think you have. Have you?
Oh, I did. Yeah, I went to Maui twice.
Okay, all right.
But where?
Did you ever go in one of those bays where you can sort of wade around and there's all the colorful fish swimming around your feet?
I did that somewhere else. I think when we went to the Galapagos Islands.
Oh, okay.
I went. Yeah.
That's always fascinating.
Yeah, snorkeling.
Right.
And because I came face to face with a gigantic sea turtle.
Wow.
A huge thing. I mean, almost crashed into him. Scared the hell out of me. Oh, and sharks were swimming around me. Little mini sharks.
Yeah, the mini sharks. I had that experience too. It's kind
of
cool.
There was a whole swarm of them going in and out between my legs. That freaked me out too. That was the last time I went underwater.
I looked in and said, that's not going to hurt me. I'm not worried about the tiny little shark.
In the moment, I didn't know.
They said this disrupts the animal's sleep. They're nocturnal. So they're up at night and they sleep during the day, but when this is happening.
You're floating around trying to sleep and these fat bald guys come floating in and
trying to molest you.
Start waving at you. And they do have underwater cameras.
Yeah.
That you can use.
They feast on fish and small crustaceans that surface from the ocean's depths at night. But when the sun rises, they head for the shallow bays to hide from the tiger sharks and other predators. While the dolphins appear to be awake during the day because they're swimming, they're actually resting half their brain and keeping the other half awake. I always wondered this, to surface and breathe. Mm. So that's how it's done.
Yeah. I can do that.
So to those unaware, the animals may be sleeping even when they're kind of moving through the water.
Why don't they take these tourists out to meet the sharks?
That's a good idea.
Let's see what happens.
How would you like to meet a really hungry shark?
We have a large pack of sharks. Maybe you want to get a selfie with those guys?
Yeah, how would you like an interactive experience where they tear off half your leg? We can arrange that.
An interactive experience.
Yes, very up close and personal.
Hey, where's your leg?
Oh, choose the appendage that you don't mind being torn off by a hungry shark. Ridiculous. I just suspect it's always about, I want to show people, look at how close I was to the dolphin. Aren't I great?
Yeah, nobody wants to see it anyway. Hey, Conway's here.
Hey, I just saw a little bit of that story. Are people in trouble because they swam with dolphins?
Okay, they were annoying the dolphins.
They were annoying.
According to the dolphins?
Yeah, they're supposed to sleep during the day. And
they're sleeping and they're chasing after them and they're bumping up against them and they're trying to hug them and, play with them.
Yeah. I see. All right. Yeah.
And this is dolphin sleep time.
Okay. All right.
You should learn something.
That's where we are in life. Okay. All right. Mammoth Mountain has the record rainfall, snowfall. They've never had this much snow. 698 inches of snow. That's a lot.
Yeah.
And I love the guys still walking around going, no, we're not even close to out of the drought. No. It hasn't affected it at all.
They ought to collect all that snow melt.
Yeah, and stick it in the yards of the people who deny that we're doing okay. More than 40 Inglewood businesses are going to be relocated under an eminent domain agreement to bring in rapid transit to SoFi and what else is there? The Forum. Kia Forum, right?
Kia.
Yeah. And then the parrot is reunited with that Santa Ana family. Remember that parrot was stolen? No. Somebody stole a parrot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the parrot's back with the owner. After a 65 or 50, I think it's a 65-year-old parrot.
Parrots aren't very high in my hierarchy.
Do you know where there's a huge
don't care about them
collection of parrots in Santa Monica? Yeah,
birds are not very high. I don't like most birds at all.
Yeah, I don't. I've never had a bird.
There's a huge collection of parrots that fly around a certain neighborhood in Santa Monica.
In Burbank,
same
too.
With me. I have them.
I have.
They're very
the
noisy.
Yeah, they're extremely noisy.
Yeah, and they keep breeding, and the flock gets larger.
They're green,
and larger.
Right, John? They're green.
Yeah, I have the same flock in Burbank. I don't know if it's the same flock, but you know where they're from. There's two stories. One is a pet store burned down, so they let all the birds out before the pet store burned down. And the second story is when they closed Busch Gardens on Roscoe and the 405, they just let the birds go.
Yeah.
And they've been multiplying and multiplying. But, man, there are hundreds in Burbank.
And
when you're sleeping, at 6, 7 o'clock in the morning, they come by. You want to just kill them?
Yeah,
they make a
loud
racket.
Yes.
All right. So we're down on parrots.
Well, I think they're beautiful, except for when it's 6 a.m. I don't like the 6 a.m.
That's a good point.
Because
now you understand how the dolphins feel. They're trying to sleep.
Well, why don't the parrots go swim with the dolphins? Take care of both the crews. All right.
Conway's coming
big
up.
Big dog.
Big show.
Mark Bronner with the news line.
Yes.
24-hour KFI newsroom.
All right.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.